You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
I want to focus now on government's renewed commitment to renewable energy. It's a move that has been welcomed by many, but I think it's fair to say there's also a degree of skepticism. So while the promise of green energy sounds progressive, there are others that fear that key decisions like the Bukhubai harbour development may not necessarily serve all the people that it's meant to. So let's get a perspective from Neville van Rooy, Community Outreach Coordinator at the NGO, The Green Connection, that works in communities like that. Neville, a very warm welcome to you. So you've welcomed the government's focus on renewables, but do you believe the commitment is genuine or maybe just political rhetoric?
Yeah, I know it's leaning more towards political rhetoric in the sense that we are very much concerned. The people on the ground, the voices from the ground are very much concerned about the narrative of the Bukhubai, especially when they, after 1994, just recently got some of their land back, and now it's being threatened by another development in the name of green, but it's not that green in the sense of Bukhubai's green hydrogen, and also the water, already stressful water area in this, and also concerns about the ocean that might be desalinated in the process as well.
Let's talk about water risk in just a moment, but green hydrogen is being promoted and quite assertively as the future. Your contention, though, is that it won't necessarily benefit people on the ground.
Yes, definitely so, because, you know, to just get that green hydrogen going, you need a lots and lots of water. And you also, where's that water going to come from? One in the already desert area of the Northern Cape. And also, when you talking about doing it green, you want to put up a solar plant, and that solar plant is now earmarked for a very specific place where the emerging farmers of the area has got a grazing land, and that land will be taken from them. And this is our already marginalized farmers, funny work up of the Northern Cape, that is now very uneasy about this development coming to their area.
So in terms of water risk then, what specific threat does it pose to land and water resources in the Western Cape? Has that been adequately quantified, do you think?
Yeah, no, not really, you know, because when we're talking about the water risk, you know, there's already the risk that the animals need water in this area, and already where is that water going to come from? How is that water going to be, you know, used? And when you're talking about the desalination, it comes with its own risk, and people are very much uneasy about that for the Northern Cape especially. And, you know, water is already a stressful thing. We know that hardly come out of the day zero of Cape Town, and now again there's this industry that is so water intensively, and people are not comfortable with that going forward. We can't be comfortable about that.
So your concern then is government is not truly engaging with affected communities, and you further contend that decisions are being made without any real consultation. What needs to change, and what pressure is your organization applying in that respect?
We know we always promote the voices of the marginalized, you know, come to the people and hear what the people want, and listen to the people. That is very important. And also, we need to take the various factors in concern, especially when it comes to what type of development people want. You know, the Northern Cape is one of the world-class solar areas in the world, and why not that renewable energy potential being used and being harnessed for the benefit of all in especially the marginalized group. Now development of a harbor, a new harbor in indigenous land where people has just recently got their land back. There's graves on the land, and there's, you know, all sorts of things that people are concerned about. And so it's important that we talk, listen to the people about what development is suitable for that particular area going forward, because the people know the area. But this is once again a colonial, neo-colonial or oppressive system that is just pushing a certain type of development and promoting a certain type of development, and that the people on the ground does not necessarily want going forward. And that conversation needs to be an open dialogue and inclusive, especially being inclusive to in involve the people and not top-down only from the government.
Is there not a jobs benefit for the local community?
Yeah, that is the other thing. You know, when we're talking about jobs, when we analyze the jobs, there's not a lot of jobs that this industry or this type of development comes with. And that is the thing that we can't be proof. We're telling us, give us the percentage of the job. Is those jobs long term? Is those jobs permanent? Will that jobs benefit the community? You know, when we look into the detail of that, it is minimal jobs that will be, you know, created in the process. And then that does not make sense to us why this development should be allowed then.
Just a final one. Do you not think the horse has bolted in this respect, that in spite of all the opposition that you're outlining, the green hydrogen train is now going and it's going to be very difficult to stop it?
Yeah, we're going to try our level best. It's important that there are processes in every type of development, and those processes, we will make sure that those processes will definitely make sense for marginalized communities, and we will make sure that if those processes are harming either the environment or the people, depending on that environment, we will surely make our level best to make a stop to that or see that not happening.
How are you going to do that? Are you going to go to court?
That's as a last option, but we will continue to advocate for what people want, the voices of the people. People can articulate what, like I said, their development projections that they want for their area, and we will continue to amplify those voices. And also, as a matter of the last step, we go to court as well.
Neville van Rooy, thank you very much indeed.